Destination, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Believing that Gorg's fleet has returned to Venus, Rocky and the others search for their missing friends. They find the crippled fighter, but Ann and Yan have disappeared. Convinced they're Gorg's prisoners, Rocky heads the blue streak for Venus. Later, they pick up a message from Earth.
Venusian ship headed for Earth. Can you help? Can you help?
Tell him to follow me at full speed.
Rocky, we'll never catch them ships. They're hundreds of thousands of miles ahead.
Listen, Mitch, we've got to. Earth hasn't any defense against Gorg's men.
Well, it's about Ann and Yan, eh?
We're going after those ships.
Shall I call out the two of them?
No, we'll do that when we spot the fleet. Stand by to increase speed. Within a few seconds, the blue streak and the fighters speed across the uncharted sea of space. Hour after hour, they race on at unbelievable speeds in a desperate effort to overtake Gorg's fleet. Meanwhile, at Mount Palomar, California, the general commanding United Nations forces stands by the telescope, while Dr. Morogan stands anxiously by his side.
General, you can't wait any longer. It is 12 hours since your men began calling the blue streak, and they have not replied. Rocky Starr can't help us now.
I guess you're right, Doctor. Hand me that phone.
Here you are.
Thanks. Johnson, signal guided missiles Australia, South Africa, and the Antarctic. Have them follow schedule B-bar-H-bar-A. That's all. Got it? Good. Well, that's that, Doctor.
Will your guided missiles stop these ships?
I hope so.
That is not answering my question.
I am not answerable to you for the world's defense.
Will they destroy those ships?
Providing everything goes according to plan, they will. I'm going to put up a fire so thick a fleet couldn't jump through.
Won't the spaceships try to evade them?
They won't get through. Those missiles are electronic homing. You fire them in the direction of the target, and once they're within range, they do the rest. Those ships can twist and turn as they like, but those missiles will follow them and destroy them.
Oh, that's wonderful news, General. I did not realize that you had progressed so far.
Very few people on Earth know how good they are. They've been kept secret since the hydrogen bomb. Yeah?
I've just received a message from Rocky Starr. He and some Venusian fighters are chasing the fleet. They hope to sight them in a matter of hours.
Johnson, call those fellows back and tell them to keep their nose out of this. Otherwise, they'll fly to their death.
Very well, General.
Make sure you get hold of them. Otherwise, they're finished.
General, perhaps you'd better countermand your fire warning.
It's too late.
Well, Rocky Starr might not hear your warning and be killed.
Stick to your stargazing and leave me to run this war, Doctor.
But it's murder.
It'll be slaughter if the Venusians land on Earth.
I
get it. Guided missiles will be fired as I ordered, no matter who's in the way.
Even as the general speaks, men lead giant rocket-shaped missiles onto their firing platforms. In the Antarctic, South America, and Australia, a tense atmosphere descends over the station. At the Woomera Range in Australia, men stand waiting the fire order.
I'm drumming you. This is it.
Oh, pull your neck in. You had them apples showing.
It is, I tell you. We're going to have a go at Gorg's mob.
Tell me the owl story. I bet you point to a pack of the coolies we get to stand down any set.
Now,
here,
this. Stand by for firing.
I told you, didn't I?
Well, I'll be...
Number one crew, fire.
Antarctic, South America, and Woomera, rockets roar up and out into space laden with destruction. With every minute, more and more missiles stream out of their platforms and head for Gorg's fleet. Meanwhile, on Venus, Gorg and Joe are unaware of their ship's danger. They stand together in the map room at Vinton Palace. Gorg is talking excitedly.
Now we can concentrate on our plans for the Mars invasion.
Before we go into that, I have news for you.
Good or bad?
It is bad, sire.
Then save it until later.
I have been trying to tell you since yesterday.
Can you handle the matter?
Naturally.
Then do so and allow me to deal with my future plans. As I was saying, trying to work out the invasion of Mars.
I suggest that we wait until Earth is ours.
My dear Joe, that is over.
Our ships are still away off that planet.
It is only a matter of hours, and they will be speeding through Earth's atmosphere, their ray guns spitting out death, and the poor imbecile Earthlings can do nothing but die.
I wonder, sir.
I know. Very soon bombs will rain down on their cities, and the moment my robots land, it will all be over. Now, getting back to Mars.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at my suggested invasion plan?
Yes, yes, sir.
Well, is it workable?
With one or two minor adjustments, yes.
Excellent.
Naturally, it will not be as easy to conquer as Earth. The Martians are more experienced in interplanetary warfare.
They have nothing powerful enough to withstand my robot armies.
You cannot be certain of that, sir.
I am you. My little men are the most powerful soldiers in the universe. Oh, no. It will not be hard to overrun Mars.
Well, at least we'll not have to worry about Rocky Star.
Not that he ever really worried me.
No.
Shall we discuss my plans?
As you wish, sire. Shall we sit down?
Oh, I do not intend to discuss it here, you.
Then where?
I feel like celebrating our conquest of Earth. Supposing we go driving outside the city. We can talk in an air car as easily as here.
I thought you wanted to wait for news of your fleet.
They will not be calling me for some hours. Yes, we will go driving and let the people see their king.
It would be a good idea, sire. It might help our people forget the mad ideas that Rocky Star brought here.
What ideas?
Your overthrow.
Ah.
There are many rumors around Vinton that the people want to depose you.
Let them try. They will learn, as Rocky Star did, that I am invincible. Now, let us go driving.
Perhaps Nick is right after all, Rocky.
Oh, Marla, you're not fighting with him, surely.
I do not want to. Only we have been chasing Gorg Street for many hours, and there is still no sign of them.
Yeah, and there won't be need of chicken. They're most probably having a nice juicy steak on Earth already.
My gosh, they're not. Look at that radar. We've caught
them. Oh, says
look at the radar, then.
From a tonsil, so we have. Well, it'll go jump down my own neck.
Are you sure it is them, Rocky?
I'm certain, Marla. Call up the fighters. Tell them to follow us in.
Very well, Rocky.
Line up your guns, Mitch.
We have already started. You know, I wouldn't have believed it possible. Well, just catching up with them guys.
Oh, that's a trouble pretty fast to do it.
Yeah, you know, I guess you could call 200,000 miles an hour pretty fast.
Mitch, those ships are breaking formation.
Hey?
They're scattering in all directions.
Hey, they must have spotted us. Giggling grasshoppers, what's cooking out there? I just seen one of them ships explode.
There goes another. What the
Rocky, there is a small rocket ship on our port side. It is heading straight for us.
Say, Marla, call up Earth and find out what's going on.
Very well. Blue Street to Earth.
This is lovely.
Blue
this is.
To Earth.
Line your guns on it,
come
Mitch.
In.
Right.
It's a guided
come
missile,
in.
Or I'll eat my hat. Shoot it up. It's getting too close.
I'll do my best.
Good work.
Hey, who's firing them things at us?
Great Scott, this area is full of them.
Don't say it is. Hey, Rocky, cut the cackle and let's scram out of here before we finish up in Little Adam.
Here comes another. Ahead of us.
I got him. Hold it.
Mitch, those missiles must have been fired from Earth. Are they making a mess of Gorg ship?
Yeah, never mind that. Let's scram out of here. Look at his split.
Keep clear of fleet area.
Oh, look, give me that.
Aware of electronic homing missiles.
I'll explain a few home truths to this guy.
Listen, Mitch, you can't blame him. He's been warning us for hours.
Yeah, I suppose he could have been, too. We wasn't listening. Oh, look, let's go. Like we had a joint ain't healthy.
Right. Mother, acknowledge Earth's call and say we'll stand by and clean up any ship that gets away.
Boy, won't Gorg be hopping mad when he learns about this?
All right, stand by to change course.
Careful, sire.
I am driving the air car.
You do not understand them. They are not meant to go at these speeds on the ground. It will turn over unless you slow down.
I will not slow down. I must be at my palace within a few minutes.
Leave no sooner at the shore.
Enough of your yelling. We are quite safe. Oh, why did I come driving?
Well, you were not to know that such a tragedy could happen, sire. It is almost unbelievable.
You doubt the message we received?
I want to.
Not as much as I do. 1 hour our ships were nearing Earth, and the next they were being destroyed in hundreds.
Sire, that car in front of you! Careful, I beg of you.
You must get to the palace as quickly as possible. There may still be something that I can do.
You will learn nothing but death at this speed.
Don't stop your whining. You're almost there. And soon we will know the truth.
Worse than I had imagined, you.
Yes, sire. The last report from the fleet said that Earth had sent guided missiles against them.
Why did the fools not evade them or shoot them down?
They tried to, but it was hopeless. Well, those that escaped the missiles were destroyed by Rocky Star and his fighters. Our radio people heard him reporting the result of the battle to Earth.
Why, I can imagine how they gloated over it. So we lost all those ships.
It's bad, sire. It could mean the end for us.
The end?
We have lost everything.
Not everything, yo.
But your fleet...
Some of it has returned safely to our world, remember?
And when our people learn that the invasion of Earth is a failure, there will be more trouble.
They would not dare rise against
me. There are murmurings against you in Vinton. And in the northern continent, there have been riots.
Riots?
I tried to tell you before. I will answer it, sire. Probably more information about our space station.
Well, do not stand there. Maybe some of our ships escaped. Answer.
See? No. Tarsi dog. Say, say.
You do not stand there grinning like an idiot. What is it?
My news will warm your heart, sire.
Some of our fleet have been saved.
No, but we have visitors. Look.
What yarn and answer.
Can Rocky and Mitch save Yan and Ann from Gorg? And are rumors of riots in the North true? Be sure to be with us as the battle with Gorg races to its climax in the next exciting chapters of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.